Now, Britney Spears and Charlie Ebersole's 8-month romance came to an end earlier this month, and Britney is having a pretty hard time dealing with it, and she's on the phone. Good morning, Britney.
Good morning, Mark. Actually, I'm doing pretty well, and I believe it or not, I'm ready to get back out there into the dating field, I think. I know you play matchmaker from time to time on your show, so I was hoping maybe you could pair me up with one of your listeners.
Well, Brittany, I can't promise anything, but I can certainly give it a try. What kind of guy are you looking for?
Oh, you know, just someone nice and down to earth who can handle my crazy schedule and likes to have a good time.
Well, that seems easy enough so far.
And someone who doesn't mind watching me grind on shirtless, sweaty guys on stage or rub boa constrictors all over my body for music videos.
Listen, Brittany, I don't know if I can find a guy who's going to be cool with all
and
of that.
A guy who doesn't mind my penchant for annulling marriages after 55 hours and being linked forever to my kid's swarthy backup dancing father, Kevin Federline, and the occasional public shaming of a manic episode that involves me running into the nearest barbershop and shaving my own head.
Brittany, this is a little off the deep end. I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find a guy for you. Besides, I'm not even a real matchmaker anyway. I'm just a classic rock jock.
Oh, that's okay. I love classic rock, Mark. I have a first edition Backstreet Boys album all the way back from 1997.
Well, Brittany, as much fun as I've had talking with you, I think we'll let you go.
Maybe Skeeter could help me instead of you. I mean, she knows what it's like to be married to someone who's a few beers short of a six-pack. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Brittany, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And then listen to Andy chiming in. Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true.
But here's the thing about that. I really think we could find her a match.